So we're going to move on now and talk about neuroendocrine tumors. And Johanna, can you present your 60-year-old man?
Yes. So this was a very interesting case that sent all of us reeling a little bit. So this gentleman originally presented 5 years ago to the emergency room with a bleeding gastric ulcer. He had it locally treated. He went on a PPI. And then he came back to the emergency room last year with just significant left flank pain. So he got his mandatory CT scan in the ER. And interestingly enough, there was nothing going on with the left flank pain, but he had a liver full of tumors. And he also had some thickening in the gastric area, got an EGD, which showed a gastric mass. He ended up having a CT-guided core biopsy, because when he was originally presented to me, everybody thought this was going to be a metastatic gastric cancer. Has a core biopsy of his liver lesion, and it shows a metastatic well-differentiated neuroendocrine tumor. Ki-67, less than 5%.
So I'm curious how you all would be thinking through this situation. Randy, what would you be thinking?
Well, this is probably a type 3 gastric carcinoid that unfortunately has metastasized, as these usually have by the time that you know, this is not the small incidental one that you find or even related with ZE. And so your person has an excellent performance status. The problem is that, you know, we talk about all the new drugs, but all the new drugs so far that have been approved, of course, have been for pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors rather than for carcinoids, which is the vast majority of the NETs that we see. Octreotide LAR is a reasonable thing, though that's based on the PROMID trial, and this is a gastric, but we tend to do it. He doesn't sound like he has any hormonal symptoms. Is that correct? I think as someone brought up earlier, I mean, you have the CT scan that looks like salami and that at the same time has preserved liver function, which is sort of common, and that's always a teaching point for this. And you know, right now, I think that the question comes up about, for someone with a very low Ki-67, I probably would put the patient on octreotide LAR and then try to get a sense and see how he's doing, because he still has the primary in place. This is not liver only, even though it seems like his burden of disease is liver dominant. And I don't have to worry about hormonal symptoms or getting rid of them, and I kind of put that in my back pocket to see which way he's going, because he's someone who may have had it for years and years. We all have patients like that who show up, have the CT scan for some other reason, and there is that subgroup of patients who do extremely well just on octreotide alone.
What would it take, as you would follow him, to get you to start thinking about liver-directed therapy?
Basically that, you know, things are getting worse on the scans. I mean, even though he has multiple lesions, you would probably see, particularly if he does not blossom outside the liver, as often these people will just be in the liver. It sounds like his primary tumor is doing okay. I mean, this was an incidental, it's not causing obstruction or anything like that, so I would leave that alone. So I think that probably on the basis of the kind of weaker, but we can get it, if someone progressed at this point, I would consider, if it were slow progression, I'd consider something like everolimus, even though the Radiant, I think it was Radiant 2, it was negative, was sort of barely negative, but usually we can get everolimus. The other thing, you know, was brought up a little bit earlier about difficulty getting things approved. The problem is all the liver-directed therapies are devices. And the burden of proof is much different than it is for a device than for a drug. A drug, you have to show that patients live longer, that it's reasonably tolerable. All these other things are just basically have to show that you can do it. And that's led to, and once the makers can do this, it's really led to very few studies, and they're not funded in order to do those trials. So then what I would do if I thought he was progressing would be to actually send him to our multidisciplinary group. How old is the patient?
60.
He purely has liver only?
Yeah, purely liver only.
You could even make a case, though I'm going to probably cause lots of discussion, that transplant, if you could take out the primary, would be something to think about. But a 60-year-old, I mean, I'm just saying.
And a lot of liver only.
And a lot, well, but that's the ultimate liver-directed therapy. And I hate to, you know, he still has his primary in. So, but that's something that also comes up.
Has that been done?
Transplant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is one of the, so UNOS allows basically HCC, some cholangios, and neuroendocrine tumors, and that's the only other, so if you have colon cancer, sorry, but even though there was a Norwegian trial with that, but neuroendocrine tumors, the problem is that you probably select out the ones who are going to do really well by the time they get a liver, and those patients tend to do fairly well, but they usually recur. So transplant is an option. That's sort of the ultimate liver-directed therapy.